All right, Carrie Crowley joins us from Milwaukee. Carrie, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Carrie, how are you?
Excellent today, Marty. It's a beautiful day. The roof's open at Miller Park, so another awesome day out here in the Midwest.
Well, apparently when the roof is open, the ball seems to travel even better.
Yeah, I think that that was very obvious yesterday. The ball was really carrying at Miller Park. We saw the Giants take advantage of that, 5 home runs. And it's amazing, really, the backspin that the Giants put on a few of those balls. Austin Slater's and Brandon Crawford's come to mind. They just snuck over the right field fence, but those balls were hit so hard, and they had enough carry to do so. And they were really critical to the Giants' win because they needed all those runs against a Brewers offense. It was pretty good last night.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this. Carrie Crowley, of course, with us here on this Saturday. Bumgarner, I assume, is pitching. Carrie, before I go on, he is going to pitch today against Zach Davies.
Yeah, we haven't been down in the clubhouse yet, but we haven't otherwise. He's still listed as the probable starter. Put on a show in batting practice yesterday. So as long as his arm holds up and the elbow doesn't have any swelling on it today, he will go for the Giants.
All right, good. Here's what I thought. You know, the game of baseball has changed, but the beauty of baseball is the end of the game. That is still the most dramatic part, where you got to get that last out, where Lorenzo Cain's going to get punched out on a ball that almost hit him in the chin. Where you've got to come out to get those 27 outs, whatever it may be. We get there differently now. We don't hit and run. We don't bunt. We don't steal. We don't do all those little things. We don't hit behind the runner. We hit home runs. So the way we get to the end of the game is different, but the end of the game is still what baseball is all about. Agree?
Oh, absolutely. It really is. And you could tell, you know, all the fans at Miller Park were on their feet last night. They were anticipating a strong eighth inning and ninth inning from Josh Hader, and then Brandon Crawford and Tyler Austin do damage against Hader and put the Giants out in front. And then Christian Yelich comes up and sends a charge into the Brewers crowd, ties the game against Will Smith, who had his save streak broken last night. And really, I thought one of the most interesting parts of the game was when Buster Posey unloaded on the 435-foot grand slam, and all the fans flooded to the exit. Yet if that strike three that Melanson throws to Lorenzo Cain isn't called a strike, it's ball four, and up comes Christian Yelich with a chance to tie the game.
No kidding. Everyone had a heart attack at that stage. believe me. Believe me.
Exactly.
Believe me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the end of the game. Yelich was coming up. Well, first of all, Melanson wouldn't be in there. Holland would have been in there at that point, which I would have been glad to see because he needs a market. And if he could be that lefty who can come in and get an out like Yelich, I think it helps him.
Yeah, you know, Holland actually wasn't as bad during the month of June and the beginning of July as he was in April and May. He seemed to find a little bit of a fix out of the bullpen, and he's eager to get some innings in. And the Giants are going to have to count on him on this road trip. They had to use their bullpen for 5 innings last night after Anderson went a little shorter than initially anticipated, and they've got, you know, the 4 games in 3 days at Coors Field, that's just going to be extremely grueling for this pitching staff. So Holland can definitely reset his market with a couple of strong appearances here.
Well, you're right, Kerry. Holland, and I'm looking at today's notes, has yet to allow an extra base hit to a left-handed batter all year. Lefties are hitting 188 off of him, 12 for 64. He's a 1 earned run average, 9 innings, 1 run, over his last 6 relief outings dating back to June 24th. So you're exactly right about Holland, so maybe he's creating a market for himself. What about the Giants, though? And, you know, we do the shows and we have fun, but since June 1st, they're actually playing good ball on June 1st, July, August. That's 4 months of baseball. Can anything happen here with this ball club?
It's going to be really interesting to watch this team over the next 2.5 weeks heading into the trade deadline, because they've been really entertaining, more so than at any point during the last 3 seasons, 2017, 2018, and through the first half, or most of the first half of 2019. It's just like a switch was flipped with this club, and they're getting contributions from up and down the roster. It's not one guy who's carrying them. Yes, you could say Evan Longoria has been that middle-of-the-order force, but there's the Austin Slaters, the Alex Dickersons that are coming through. Some nights you get a great relief appearance from, you know, Sam Dyson or Will Smith. Smith had his streak broken last, but he's been so good for the Giants all season. And so to see the depth of this roster shine has been kind of a revelation for Farhan Zaidi and Bruce Bochy, because that's just not the way things unfolded up through May 31st.
No, the core guys, Longoria is hot. He's got 13 home runs, so he's awakened a little bit. Belt is still in somewhat of his slumber. Posey, of course, got the big home run. The power has not been there. Crawford, until that home run, he looked pathetic last night in his first three at-bats. So you're right. It's how about Pillar's double that preceded the home run by Slater? I mean, Pillar just crushed one down the line.
Yeah, Kevin Pillar, 19 doubles, now leading the team in extra base hits, I believe. He's got 12 home runs, so he's sitting right behind Evan Longoria. He's played a really solid center field over the past few weeks. He's been just a really nice pickup for the Giants ever since they got him. They really needed to address their shortcomings against left-handed pitching. Cycled through, you know, a dozen different outfielders in spring training, and no one was a fit. And Kevin Pillar has come in and performed, I believe, above expectations. Maybe the average wasn't there at the beginning. The on-base percentage probably still isn't there, but he's doing damage, and he's threatening the batter's box when he comes up. And he's never really been known as that guy throughout his career. So to see him do that is kind of a testament to the Giants' belief in him and his ability to play on an everyday basis, because he's the one guy who they would run out there, you know, 7 days a week.
Great point. No, great point, because Pillar is more important to the Giants, I think, than he was to the Blue Jays. They need him, and he's hitting. Very good point on Pillar. I agree with you on that. What's up with Dickerson in the back? What happened with him?
Well, it locked up on him last night. There was that double hit into the left field corner. He took kind of an awkward tumble as he retrieved that ball. And so Bruce Bochy said he noticed that he wasn't swinging with quite the same authority. So he asked him, and Dickerson was honest that his back was a little bit sore. He wasn't sure if he tweaked it on that play or if he tweaked it traveling out to Milwaukee. So they're gonna be cautious with him. He'll get the day off today. And they're hoping it's not a long-term issue, because he's kind of been a shot in the arm for this club. Ever since Dickerson arrived, the Giants lineup has had a different complexion, and they've been an offense that has now scored at least 10 runs in four of their past eight games. They've put up 7 and 8 in two of those other games, and so this is a Giants offense that was just completely left for dead. There were nights where they would get three hits, and that was completely normal. And now you look at a team that needs Alex Dickerson, it needs Austin Slater, and needs all the contributions from the unlikely candidates that they've been receiving over the last 2 weeks.
Well, it gave them life, because the other guys, you know, the core guys, they've been there before. They got their rings, they got their money. You know, these guys are hungry, and that's the whole thing. And they've given them a boost. They really have. Plus, Dickerson has his chant, so that got the it did. It got the clubhouse alive. It got the dugout alive, and I think that was a big part of this little resurgence. Kerry with us last night. Joe Panik again, three bad at bats for him, but he gets the base hit to start the 10th. But I want to go back to the 9th inning on the ball that he couldn't handle cleanly. Did he have a shot at the plate on Yelich on that ball?
Bruce Bochy seemed to think so after the game. We asked him, and he said that yes, he thought that if Panik fielded that cleanly, the ball was hit so hard that he could have made a play at the plate, even with as well as Yelich runs and, Panik having to move to his left a little bit to snag that ball. He thought there could have been a play at the plate. Ultimately, the run comes in and Will Smith's save streak ends, but Panik makes up for it in the top of the 10th, leading off with a single, gets that great at bat, and then really followed by what I thought was the key at bat of the inning, Marty, before Buster Posey's grand slam. And it was Mike Yastrzemski going from 0-2, the failed bunt attempt on the first pitch, to drawing a walk. That was just a testament to his plate discipline and exactly what the Giants needed at that point in the game.
Yeah, we're getting back to 25 players, 25 stories again. I don't know how strong they are to sustain it and be consistent for 4 months, but we're getting back to, you know, this is what it was like in 10, 12, and 14. And not that, you know, I'm comparing a World Series champion, but, you know, it was a different story every night, and we're kind of getting into that again. What do you think of Will Smith? I made some comments about Smith that I think the ball maybe is a little flatter than it has been going back to his last couple of appearances, including the All-Star game. Do you have any feeling on that?
Yeah, I don't know if the fastball has had as much life or as much consistency as he wants it to. I think the breaking ball is still there. We've seen some tough swings and misses from hitters against that pitch, but it's been the fastball that's kind of gotten him into trouble. And you go back to the All-Star game, he threw one middle-middle to Joey Gallo that he absolutely crushed. He misplaced the fastball to Christian Yelich last night that led to the triple that he hooked just inside the right field foul line. And so I think you're right on that. Maybe we haven't seen the same life to it that we saw earlier this year when he was extremely dominant, but I think he can still get by if he's got a good enough fastball and that sharp, devastating breaking ball that he uses so well.
Well, if they're going to make a trade, I would do it soon. I wouldn't wait around. But, you know, that's just me talking. But we'll see. You know, it's a long season, and pitchers go up and down, and their arm strength as well. Kerry Crowley, of course, with us. Kerry, you had an excellent story yesterday. You got a lot of publicity about the female voices in baseball in the Bay Area.
Yeah, thank you. It was a joy to write. I was so fortunate to spend quite a bit of time with, you know, Rennell Brooks Moon and Amy and Therese, Carmen and Kelly, and they were all very open about their stories. And, you know, it was really interesting to listen to their perspectives and to hear about their journeys through sports media, because it's so different than what men face in what's been a male-dominated industry forever. And so I thought it's a really important story to tell. And I was really appreciative of how open and how gracious they were with me in sharing their time and sharing details that maybe are uncomfortable to share or publicize, because I think it's important for everyone to understand that it's a really difficult field to succeed in to begin with. But when you're facing obstacles that, you know, other people haven't faced traditionally, it makes it even more difficult. It leads to even more doubts. And so, you know, if young girls or young people can see this story and realize that they too can make it in sports media, then I think that it will have achieved the mission that all of these women wanted it to.
Yeah, they can't make a mistake. That's the difference. Guys can make mm-hmm. mistakes. Women cannot make mistakes. So I thought you did a good job. And, of course, I saw some of the comments. Sherry Davis, of course, who was the PA announcer at Candlestick for so many years, of a pioneer voice as well. And I know that was important as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Rennell Brooks Moon gives Sherry Davis a lot of credit for opening that door as well.
Yeah, and, of course, Allie Williams. We don't mm-hmm. overlook Allie, who did a nice interview with Sam Selman, which we'll have on for tomorrow. So she's knocking on that door as well. So good job. I'm glad you took the time to do that. All right. What does Farhan do now? What miracles in baseball? What does he do?
That's a great question. What does he do? I still think that this Giants team can play competitive and meaningful baseball if they flip a few of their relievers. Say you get Will Smith out the door, maybe you trade a guy like Reyes Maranta, who's got years of control and can help bring back an impact prospect. But I still think that they can be competitive. If you bring up a Sam Selman and a Fernando Abad, or maybe you look at a different guy down in AAA, the bullpen has enough depth to withstand a loss to kind of cater to an area of weakness for the Giants. So maybe you go after a middle infielder or a right-handed hitter who can play on days that Crawford and Panic don't against left-handed pitching. But it's going to be really fascinating to watch the Giants at this trade deadline, because they are no longer in a situation where it is clearly sell, sell, sell. Yeah. Now they need to be a little bit more calculated about the moves that they're making. And I don't think that Farhan will stand pat. I think that he will be aggressive, and he knows this roster upside down. And so it's going to be fascinating to watch for Giants fans, because there could be moves that initially are unpopular and maybe controversial, but I think that they could help the team, not just down the line, but perhaps in August and September as well.
Yeah, let's see what they do in the next 2 weeks. That was my point mm-hmm. when I was on TV last Sunday. I said, you know, give it a couple of weeks. Just now slow down, take a breath, and see where this thing goes. But what would you do without your Reyes Maranta experience?
You'd get the Melvin Adone experience.
All right.
All you need is someone to throw 100 miles an hour, and it's an experience.
All right. If anyone follows Kerry on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. As soon as he comes in, Kerry tweets out, the Reyes Maranta experience is happening, with a trademark afterwards. I don't know how you did that, but somehow you did that. All right. Very good. Are you enjoying Milwaukee?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if you fly into Chicago, drive up to Milwaukee and check out the scenes here. I'm staying in Brookfield, a suburb of Milwaukee, and I do want to point out that right across the street from my hotel, there's a nice restaurant called Marty's Pizza, and so I was wondering if you had a hand in that.
I do. That was my prior yeah. business, so tell them hello.
I figured.
Tell
yes.
them hello from yes. me. What about the yeah. Kringles? Are you handling
them? Oh, yeah. Dwayne Kuiper dropped off the raspberry Kringle yesterday. And I was the one who broke the seal on the Kringle. I opened it up, and I had far too much. I got to try and stay away today.
Well, who pushed Henry out of the way?
That was me. That was me.
You.
Believe
Very
it or
good.
Not, yeah.
Well,
Henry
you do
tried to hide it under a stack of papers, but I got to it.
Yeah, usually he hides it under a sack of potato chips, is what it usually does. All right, where are the folks today?
Back in San Francisco, hopefully listening in. Yeah.
Good. All right. Great to have you on, and enjoy it. Bumgarner today, Zach Davies, and as I say, miracles can happen in baseball. Not that it will, but that's part of why we love the game. So I love having you on. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Marty. The mosaic has some intrigue now. So
Thank you.
It's continuing to be to come together.
They laughed at me a couple of weeks ago. You know that. You know
yes,
that. You know,
yes.
They laughed.
They all did.
They laughed at the Wright brothers too. All right. All right. Take care. All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. That's Kerry Crowley. More coming up right after this.